It's warm when it gets into the...
Oh, like a turbocharger.
Oh, no, you don't get anything.
So it's a turbocharged wiggly tube.
Not like a turbocharger.
No, not like a turbocharger.
That would be so cool. How long is it?
Well, it's not as long. It's longer than it looks. The reason it's longer than it looks is because it goes up and down inside.
Oh, dear. There's no chance of anyone going to sleep tonight, is there?
It goes up and down inside so that the... it's a bit like the tubes inside a... the heating coil inside a... I was going to say inside a... I sort of found that skepsis, isn't it interesting? No, there isn't. It's like the heating coil that's inside...
steam engine.
No, steam engine too, but you know inside... you know where you have the immersion heater, the tank?
Yeah.
You also have a tube that goes round inside from the central heating system.
Yeah.
It's a bit like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm none the wiser, but I'm not going to ask anymore. I'm just going to enjoy my wiggly tube that looks longer than it is... No, that is longer than it looks image in my mind.
Okay.
I'm enjoying that.
You know what a sort of a... You know what the curved top tank looks like that where you have an immersion heater that warms up your water?
What, the old-fashioned ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well...
You're going to spoil my wiggly tube image, aren't you? You're going to break it now.
No, on the edge of that, on the side of that, you will find two pipes going into it.
Yeah.
Those pipes don't actually go into the tank itself. What they actually do, they continue inside, and the pipe goes round and round and round and out the other hole. So the water that goes in one of those holes and then round and round and round and round inside and then out of the other hole,
yeah,
is kept separate from the water which actually is heated up inside the tank that is your hot water. So the central heating water is kept separate from the hot water.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
But one warms up the other one. It's a bit like a radiator, but if you can imagine a radiator in a tank full of water...
Oh, you've broken it now.
What?
My wiggly tube image.
Oh, well, it's different in a car.
It's even recorded on it.
But it's the same principle.
No, I forget the car, because that's boring. I just want a wiggly tube.
I don't know whether that's what Noel was meaning, actually.
Were you meaning that, Noel?
Yes, sort of.
Except it heats air instead of water.
The pipe didn't go straight through, but it got a few baffles on to be heated as well from the side of the tube.
So the engineer looked at it and said, well, I'm baffled.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't baffled. It's the tube that was baffled.
Oh, well, it wasn't a very clever tube then, obviously.
No.
Well, wiggly tubes aren't usually. They just have their minds on one thing and...
Oh.
You know.
Jake's wrong.
I've got this
flaming
trailer on the back, I must remember that, mustn't I?
Yes. So, for the purposes of this audio boo, this is about the most interesting part of the... Blimey, Chris.
I was driving on the cat side, I thought that would excite you.
No.
The vibration and all that, you know.
Oh, stop it. This is the most exciting bit of the journey all the way back, because we've driven from Oxford for various reasons, and we're now at Drake's Broughton.
Not for various reasons.
No, look, I haven't got time to go into all that on here.
Oh, all right.
So, because we were spending too much time talking.